Okay, I apologize. I already need to take a short water break. I'll be right back. Okay. Let me give a quick update of the time. It is 8:15 in the a.m. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona. So I am going to now read the letters to the editor. There are six. Here's the first one. Telling the truth should be a law. I think it is time for Congress and the Arizona legislature to pass a new law, one that prohibits misleading, slanted, untrue claims about political candidates, candidates of all parties, and candidates for all offices. It is difficult enough for a voter to make the choice of which candidate to vote for, even if we were given truthful information about each candidate. With all those misleading, mudslinging, half-true ads we are exposed to, it's impossible to get a clear picture of the candidates before casting our ballots. The Political Action Committee ads make a mockery of our election system. Signed, Karen McKee of the West Side. Two, this is the second letter to the editor. Police need to issue more traffic tickets. I recently watched our chief of police in a press conference state that his memorandum to patrol officers was being misinterpreted. The memo requested that each officer issue at least one traffic citation per day, and it was being criticized as a quota system by certain people. His reply was that more action was needed to control traffic violations. He said that some officers don't issue a single citation for a week or more, and that he was trying to stir them to action. I totally agree with him. I cannot go out on the city streets without observing flagrant disregard for speed limits, unsafe lane crossing, failure to signal turns, and running of red lights. It is disturbing to feel in danger of my life every time I go out. The old saying, "Where's a cop when you need him?" rings true. Signed, Dennis Burrett of the East Side. The next letter. Go it alone, President, setting up self to be hero, regarding the September 6th article, Obama to tackle immigration issue on his own. So, President Obama wants to play the hero again. He threatened to act alone regarding immigration. Now it is postponed until after elections. He has been advised that he can increase border security. Conservatives have wanted this for years, even just enforce existing law. He wants to upgrade the processing of border crossers. Why not follow suggestions for deportation of the latest surge? He wants to encourage legal immigration. Most Americans are happy with legal immigration. He wants to give illegals a path to become legal residents. Just don't make them citizens. Congress has suggested this. But if he does all this without Congress, he will appear to be the hero. Praise Obama. Signed, Diane Lopez of the West Side. Forest Service set fires, degrade land. Regarding the September 7th article, treating the landscape with fire. There is no finesse in the Forest Service use of fire. It uses a generic and brutal approach with the excuse that it improves our ecosystems regardless of management in place. Personal scientific observations of the progress and behavior of the Oak Fire in the Galiuro Mountains showed that human intervention can have a negative effect on the land and that the fires the Forest Service set were unnecessary. The set fires caused severe degradation of the land, interruption of all environmental cycles, severe erosion, poisoned waters, and a destroyed, previously functioning ecosystem. Signed, Tony Lunt. Too many words, too little substance. Oh, I'm sorry, that was signed Tony Lunt of the East Side. For one reason or another, sometime within, I would say, the past week to week and a half, the Star has started letting us know from which side of the town each letter writer lives. I guess that's important. Anyway, here's the next letter. Too many words, too little substance. Regarding the September 7th article, Education Funding, Gubernatorial Candidates Go on the Record. Too many words. The Star invited the four candidates for governor to respond to two simple questions concerning the ruling that Arizona must add $317 million to K-13 education funding this fiscal year. 1. Should the state appeal? 2. Assuming the ruling stands, what is your plan to find the money and deal with the budget consequences? After reading each answer, most of which sounded to me to be political science 101 blather and finger-pointing, I felt it was a waste of 36 column inches of print. I ask the Star that in the future, when posing questions, to ask the respondents to answer with yes or no to a simple question, and, if they must explain, in 30 or fewer words. A grocery store ad would have provided more valuable information than those responses did. Signed, Michael Holloway of the Northwest Side. And to the final letter to the editor, thanks to Stellar Star for thinking reporting. Regarding the September 6th column, time for PCC to call Flores' bluff. I am so glad for Tim Stellar's column. He is not afraid to tell it like it is. Thank you, Star editors, for publishing his work. We need some clear thinking and willingness of local media to report on such behavior. Clearly, Roy Flores does not understand that his behavior constitutes sexual harassment, nor, apparently, does his lawyer. It is past time that they both learn. Signed, Patricia McKnight of the East Side.